Pentagon says it will send Abrams tanks into the battle against insurgents in Afghanistan. This move follows a public dispute with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who wants international coalition forces to take a lower profile. The Marine Corps says a company of 14 M1 A1 Abrams tanks, along with 115 Marines to crew them, will be deployed to southwest Afghanistan next month. David Johnson is a military expert and historian at RAND and has written a paper entitled An Army for Full Spectrum Operations, Lessons from Irregular Wars. And he joins us now with some insight and perspective. Mr. Johnson, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, the topic of the paper, An Army for Full Spectrum Operations, Lessons from Irregular Wars. Can you help define for me what is an irregular war? How do you mean that?
Yeah, I think the actual topic of the paper, I think there's some miscue, is recent trends in armored forces, where mm-hmm. we look at irregular warfare, which is warfare that is, you know, below the levels in which we originally designed tanks to operate in, quite frankly. It's counterinsurgency, civilian support operations. And we also looked at operations against what was called hybrid opponents, which are opponents like Hezbollah that are irregular opponents that have state-like capabilities, which means anti-tank guided missiles and manned portable air defense systems.
So your research then ongoing, but you do have initial findings, and
right.
and it shows that these are being used more frequently in less conventional ways.
I think the best way to think of these are is that they're providing essentially armored gun support. Tanks, it's kind of counterintuitive, but they, aside from doing tank-on-tank warfare, as we think conventionally in high-end operations, also can provide very accurate, precise fire in irregular operations or hybrid warfare to take out targets that are at long ranges. We know these tanks can shoot with extreme precision out to about at least 4,000 meters. And so in many ways, they provide protective mobility and this accurate, immediately available precision fire that reduces risk for us and reduces our casualties, but also reduces collateral damage and civilian casualties because of their accuracy.
Which goes again, I mean, I'm a layperson. I don't know that much about tanks at all. But when you think of a tank lumbering into a country like that, you sort of think bull in a china shop. The way you make it sound, it's very precise, and it's like a scalpel.
Right. It's what the Canadians and the Danes have had tanks in Afghanistan for a number of years now. And they brought them in because they found that, one, it reduces the propensity of the Taliban to attack their formations because they know they can't defeat the tank with rocket-propelled grenades or the weapons they have. And so it reduces kind of the operational tempo against the Taliban. But it also, we're using these, there's not going to be 16 tanks operating as a unit. They'll be chopped out to the companies and platoons to be used as essentially as supporting assault guns, I think. That's how the Canadians have been using them, and the Danes have as well.
So when we're talking about the upside of it, let's talk about the risks. Are there greater risks or logistical issues to consider when using tanks this way?
I think there are more logistical issues because they obviously take more to sustain in the field. But I would think it'd be an easy trade-off to make given the fact that, you know, how they will reduce our risk and also increase effectiveness and reduce civilian casualties.
Meanwhile, what did it tell you when you heard about the use of Abrams tanks, the U.S. moving them into Afghanistan? What did it tell you about how the war is progressing there? I mean, for so long we've been hearing about bringing it back, you know, bringing people back and spiraling down, but it sounds escalating.
Well, I think it's not so much escalation as it is our activity. As you know, the surge that began this past year has been taking the fight out to the Taliban, and our operations are, in fact, you know, resulting in a reaction from the Taliban where there's more fighting going on. And I think it's our earlier operations, we were largely confined to more or less static position and small patrolling. Now we're actually going after the Taliban because I think we forget one crucial aspect of counterinsurgency is creating the security conditions whereby you can operate and protect the people. And part of that is, you know, taking care of the forces, the Taliban, that create the insecure conditions. So by having more forces there and operating, I think we are creating more operational confrontations with the Taliban.
We're talking with David Johnson. He's a military expert and a historian at RAND. Meanwhile, in your research, which, as we indicated, is ongoing, do you have any idea of what this is going to mean for the warfighter in Afghanistan? I mean, your research is global. You've mentioned other countries already. So does that sort of give you the data set that you need to give them a crystal ball peek at how this is going to impact the warfighter in Afghanistan on the U.S. side?
Well, I think what we're talking about, as with the Canadians and the Danes in Afghanistan, is this is not so much a radical escalation or a change in tactics. What it is providing this mobile precision protected firepower to units that are operating in small, mostly infantry formations, so they can deal with difficult targets and with targets that are out farther range than the 50 caliber machine guns or the 25 millimeters on the Marines Lab 25s were on our MRAPs. And so I think it's just adding another tool to the tool bag to deal with a difficult opponent, and that, you know, it will increase effectiveness of those operations.
From your experience and your research, how long would it take for something like that to start having an effect?
Well, I think as soon as they get there, it'll have an immediate tactical effect. In operations that are ongoing with the Marines, by having these systems there, they will create operational effectiveness, increase the effectiveness of the units that are operating there right now.
David Johnson, military expert, historian at RAND, has written a paper entitled An Army for Full Spectrum Operations, Lessons from Irregular Wars. And you can find that and this interview on federalnewsradio.com. Mr. Johnson, it's been a pleasure. And you've helped take a really complicated issue and help it make sense. And we do appreciate that.
Well, thank you for having me. Have a good day.
And you do the same. Tune in for your DOD report, mornings, 40 minutes past the hour, right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.